Welcome to the CSL Matchup Show, right here on the Deep Dive.
Playoff time.
Playoff time.
That's right.
We are breaking down a clash of titans. New Orleans Voodoo
versus
the Omaha Arrowheads.
Ooh.
You guys sent in a mountain of stats, summaries, and season recaps.
A lot of info to unpack here.
We are going to give you the ultimate edge in understanding this matchup.
Absolutely.
Can the Voodoo's high-flying offense overcome Omaha's stifling defense?
Right.
Will home field advantage be enough to push the Arrowheads to victory?
That's a good question.
Let's find out.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's dive into each team.
All right.
Their strengths, their weaknesses.
Yeah.
And the players who could make all the difference.
The X factors.
We'll start down in the bio.
Gonzalez.
With the New Orleans Voodoo.
Yeah.
Who finished the regular season.
Okay.
With a strong 10-6 record.
Not bad.
They even pulled off some impressive wins.
Oh, yeah.
Against some really tough opponents.
Who?
Including those Atlantic City Aces.
Yeah.
And a double victory.
Double victory.
Over their division rivals.
Okay.
The Kansas City Storm.
Yep, the Storm.
Who they just beat in the divisional round.
Oh, wow. So they're hot.
What stands out to you about this Voodoo team?
I think the biggest thing is their offense.
Yeah.
Like, it's electric.
Yeah.
They ranked 12th in the league for passing yards.
Wow.
And their quarterback, Johnny Reed has a really solid 88.7 quarterback rating.
Oh, pretty good.
He can sling it.
Yeah. He's got some weapons to throw to.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Running back Aiden Covington.
Okay.
Put up a respectable 705 rushing yards on the ground.
Not bad.
And let's not forget about wide receiver Antonio Sims.
Oh, yeah, Antonio Sims.
Averaging an impressive 12.29 yards per catch.
That's impressive.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Those are some guys who can make big plays.
Yeah.
But every team has its weaknesses.
Of course. Of course. Every team.
What should we be watching for on that front?
Well, I mean, you know, despite that firepower.
Yeah.
The Voodoo do have a bit of a turnover problem.
Ooh. Turnovers.
Yeah.
Not good.
11 fumbles this season.
11.
Which, you know, Omaha's defense, which is known for being opportunistic.
It could eat that up.
Is absolutely going to be looking to exploit that.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Turnovers can change games.
Especially in the playoffs.
Especially in the playoffs.
That's right. And that plus 14 turnover margin for Omaha is the best in the league for a reason.
For sure. For sure.
Speaking of the Arrowheads.
All right. The Arrowheads.
Let's turn our attention to Omaha.
Okay.
Who finished the regular season.
Okay.
With an even more impressive 12-4 record.
Wow.
And they've been almost unbeatable at home this season.
Yeah, tough place to play.
What makes them such a tough team to beat in their own stadium?
Well, I mean, one, they've got this incredible home field advantage.
Yeah.
The crowd really gets behind them.
Loud.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But beyond that, like, their offensive strategy really centers around a powerful rushing attack.
Okay.
And running back Maurice Matthews is the engine.
Maurice Matthews.
The guy is a beast.
Okay.
He racked up a phenomenal 1,273 rushing yards this season.
Oh.
Putting them 10th in the league for rushing.
Okay, so top 10.
Yeah, top 10.
And don't forget about wide receiver Grayson Wiggins.
Oh, yeah, Grayson Wiggins.
Who hauled in an impressive 10 touchdowns.
10 touchdowns.
They can score in multiple ways.
Oh, yeah. They're a multifaceted offense.
It sounds like Omaha's going to be a tough nut to crack.
Absolutely.
But their real strength, wouldn't you say, lies on the other side of the ball?
I mean, their defense, yeah.
They've allowed an average of just 18.6 points per game.
That's stifling.
Making them the sixth best defense in the entire league.
That's incredibly good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we've got a classic battle brewing here.
Yeah.
High-powered offense of New Orleans against the rock-solid defense of Omaha.
This will be fun.
Should be a great one.
Yeah, for sure.
But to really understand how this game might unfold, we need to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
We'll analyze some of the key matchups.
Okay.
That could decide the fate of this game.
Yeah.
We'll examine how these two titans stack up against each other.
Awesome.
And we'll get into some predictions.
I like predictions.
For how this playoff showdown might play out.
This will be good.
Stay with us.
Don't go anywhere.
All right, we are back and ready to break down some of the key matchups that could decide the outcome of this CFL playoff showdown between the New Orleans Voodoo and the Omaha Arrowheads.
Yeah.
We've got an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with how Omaha plans to contain that high-powered New Orleans running game.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
It is.
Omaha's defense has been exceptional at limiting rushing yards this season, allowing only 107.3 yards per game on the ground.
Really?
That's 19th best in the league.
Wow.
But you know they're going to have their hands full trying to contain New Orleans' explosive running back, Aiden Covington.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's elusive.
Yeah.
He's got good vision, and he can make defenders miss in the open field.
Yeah.
Omaha's defensive line is going to need to be disciplined and control the line of scrimmage.
They got to win that battle up front.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And on the other side of the ball, New Orleans' defense, which has had its ups and downs this season.
Yeah, they've been inconsistent.
Is facing a daunting task.
Yeah.
Trying to stop Omaha's relentless rushing attack.
Yeah. Led by the phenomenal Maurice Matthews.
Led by Maurice Matthews.
That guy's a beast.
How do you see this matchup playing out?
It's a real clash of styles.
Yeah.
You know, New Orleans has struggled at times this year.
Okay.
Against teams that can run the ball effectively.
Yeah.
And Maurice Matthews is as good a running back as there is in the CFL.
He's one of the best.
The guy is a powerful runner.
Yeah.
Who can wear down defenses over four quarters.
Yeah.
And he's got the speed to break big plays.
Speed kills.
It does. It does.
It really does in football.
Especially in the CFL.
New Orleans is going to need to swarm to the ball and tackle well to slow him down.
Yeah, gang tackling is going to be key.
Gang tackling.
Wrap them up.
Wrap them up.
Their linebackers in particular are going to have a busy night.
They got their work cut out for them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about the running games, but turnovers.
Yes.
Are going to be absolutely crucial in this game, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely crucial.
And this is where Omaha has a significant advantage.
Oh, huge.
Their plus 14 turnover margin.
It's insane.
As we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Is the best in the league.
By far.
While New Orleans sits near the bottom.
Yeah.
With a minus 8.
Not good.
Turnovers.
Yeah.
Turnovers can kill you.
Especially in big games.
Absolutely. Omaha's defense is opportunistic. They are.
They excel at forcing fumbles, picking off passes.
Yeah.
Just making life difficult for opposing quarterbacks.
Right.
And New Orleans has been prone to turnovers this season.
Yeah, they have.
Especially when facing pressure.
Right.
Omaha's defense is going to be aggressive, and they're going to try to force Johnny Reed into making mistakes.
Force him into bad decisions.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
So you've got the Voodoo with their explosive offense.
Uh-huh.
Capable of putting up points in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, they can score.
But prone to those costly turnovers.
Yeah, that's their Achilles heel.
And then you've got the Arrowheads built on a punishing running game.
That's right.
And that stingy, opportunistic defense.
Yeah, bend, but don't break.
It's going to be fascinating to see how these two styles clash.
I can't wait.
But ultimately, one team is going to walk away with a victory.
That's right.
And advance to the next round of the playoffs.
Only one team can move on.
So let's get down to the predictions.
All right. I like it.
Based on everything we've discussed, who do you see coming out on top in this game and why?
This is a tough one to call.
It is.
Both teams have strengths that could be decisive in this game.
Right.
But, you know, after weighing all the factors, yeah. I'm leaning towards Omaha.
Okay.
I think their superior defense,
yeah,
combined with the home field advantage,
yeah,
gives them a clear edge in this one.
Yeah.
I'd say they're favored by at least 7 points.
7 points.
At least.
That's a significant spread.
It is.
Reflecting just how highly analysts view that Omaha defense.
They are a really, really good unit.
But as we know, anything can happen in the playoffs.
Oh, of course.
Could New Orleans pull off an upset?
I mean, upsets are always possible.
Yeah.
Especially in a single elimination game.
That's right.
You know, New Orleans has shown they can score on anyone.
They have.
If their offense gets rolling,
yeah,
and they protect the ball.
Yeah.
They could certainly make things interesting.
They could.
But I think Omaha's defense will be too much for them to overcome in the end.
Yeah. I think I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got Omaha winning this one.
I do.
But let's have some fun with it.
Okay.
Give us a score prediction.
Right.
How do you see this game playing out?
I think it'll be a close, hard-fought game.
Okay.
I'm going to say Omaha wins it 24-17.
Okay.
I think their defense will make just enough plays to hold off New Orleans' offense and secure the victory.
Omaha 24, New Orleans 17.
That's my prediction.
A tight game. But Omaha's defense proves to be the difference maker in the end.
Yep, I think so.
Great analysis.
Thanks.
So for our listeners out there, you've heard our experts' breakdown and prediction for this crucial CFL playoff matchup.
Yep.
But now we want to hear from you. All right, so let's recap what we've learned about this exciting matchup.
Yeah, good idea.
You've got the New Orleans Voodoo with their explosive offense, led by quarterback Johnny Reed, running back Aiden Covington, and wide receiver Antonio Sims.
Yeah, those guys are dangerous.
They can put points in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
But they've also been known to turn the ball over.
Yeah, the turnovers are a concern.
And then you've got the Omaha Arrowheads, who pride themselves on a strong running game.
Yep. With Maurice Matthews.
With Maurice Matthews.
He's a workhorse.
And a defense that's an absolute wall.
Oh, yeah, they're tough.
Allowing the sixth fewest points in the entire league.
That's impressive.
It's really good.
It is.
Strength versus strength.
Yeah, it is.
And the key question is whether New Orleans can take care of the ball against that opportunistic Omaha defense.
Right. Can they protect the ball?
Plus 14 turnover margin.
Yeah, you can't ignore that.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's not.
If the Voodoo can protect the ball, we could be in for a high-scoring shootout.
It could be a track meet.
But if Omaha's defense dominates like they have all season, it could be a long night for the Voodoo faithful.
A long night indeed.
It all boils down to whether the Voodoo can find their rhythm against Omaha's staunch defense.
Yep.
They got to find a way to move the ball consistently.
They need to stay disciplined and avoid those costly mistakes that have plagued them at times this season.
Right. Limit the turnovers.
If they can do that.
Yeah.
They've got a shot at pulling off the upset.
It's possible.
But if they fall into Omaha's trap and start turning the ball over, it's going to be tough for them to keep up.
Yeah. Omaha will capitalize on those mistakes.
So to recap our expert's prediction, he's got Omaha winning this one 24-17.
Yep. That's my pick.
A close, hard-fought game.
I think so.
But ultimately, Omaha's defense and home field advantage prove to be too much for the Voodoo to overcome.
Yeah, I think they'll be the difference.
But that's just one person's opinion.
That's right.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Who do you have winning this game and by how much?
Let us know.
Let us know on social media.
Hit us up on Twitter.
We want to hear your predictions.
We do.
That's it for our deep dive into this thrilling CFL playoff matchup.
It's going to be a good one. Between the New Orleans Voodoo and the Omaha Arrowheads.
Can't wait to watch it.
We've given you the insights, the analysis, and the predictions.
We did our best.
Now it's up to you to decide who you think will come out on top.
Enjoy the game, everyone.
Tune in and enjoy the game.
It's going to be a great one.
We'll be back with more deep dives into the biggest matchups across the CFL as the playoffs continue.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, keep your eyes on the field and your minds in the game.